Chapter 20. Thursday, May 17th, 9:05 p.m. It took Rainey 4 hours to process Charlie Kenyon. She had to catalog the heroin into evidence. Then she had to store it in the safe that passed as the department's evidence locker. She just finished fingerprinting Charlie when his father's lawyer arrived and tried to tell her she'd used entrapment to find the drugs. Rainey volunteered an FBI agent as her corroborating witness. Fitzsimmons turned downright abusive. She'd had no right to search Charlie Kenyon, no justification for mutilating his jacket, and she'd violated every constitutional law ever envisioned by the forefathers and then some. Rainey took it in stride. It amazed her how comforting the drug bust felt after the relative chaos of the past 3 days. She knew Charlie. She knew Fitzsimmons. She knew Charlie's dad. All the usual suspects, all the usual paperwork, all the usual crimes. She could have done this arrest in her sleep. She spent 2 hours carefully wording the arrest report and building the file against Charlie. Then the paperwork was done, and she returned to the task force center, where the shadows had grown long and the attic office was eerily quiet. Well past 10 o'clock. Another long day in a long, strange case. Luke Hayes had gone to Portland, where he would hopefully interview Melissa Avalon's parents. Sanders was out doing God knows what Sanders did. Maybe arranging the soup cans in the grocery store or crashing a Tupperware party for more Stay Fresh seals. Quincy was following up on No Lava. Or maybe he'd started in on Shep. Whatever he found, she'd probably be the last to know. She was both frustrated by that and grateful. Now there was just her and the hum of the old computer and the buzz of all the thoughts still crowding her head. Charlie had rattled her today. Not just with his accusations against her. Rainey knew what people thought and said. She accepted that salacious rumors would always be more appealing than cold, hard fact. It didn't get to her. He had spooked her with his comments about Danny. Only after he told me he wanted to hack his father into 20 different pieces and run him through a blender.